Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for ARED detents at your convenience.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, good morning. I got some words for you about the detents not engaging or reliably staying engaged for you on ARED. First, we would like for you to check the length of the exercise rope. Length here is from the exit pulley to the carabiner at the end of the rope. And we're targeting a length of 4 to 7 inches. If it is already less than 7 inches, then we think it might help to decrease tension on that rope with clockwise turns of both tension knobs or tension mechanisms. And we just want to emphasize that when you're turning those tension mechanisms, you want both sides turned the same amount to keep it in balance.
Okay, yeah, the length of the cable, we can tell you, has remained within that 4 to 7 range. For the tension mechanism knobs, we can put some clockwise turns on those, and those should be together so that they are in sync. One thing to note, it's only the right cable arm that's popping out. That's been the case the entire time, only the right side. So that, been that, we were just wondering if you would recommend maybe only turning right side, or if you still want us to do both of them together in sync.
Let's start with turning them both in sync, and if we continue to have issues with that right side, we'll reassess.
Hey, copy. We'll do both.
Thank you.
So, station on 2 for Lab DC.
And good morning, Jessica. We need help with ExpressRack 2 laptop. It's at the Lab Overhead 1 location. We'd like for you to check the screen and check the power chains and let us know what you find, please.
Hey, ExpressRack 2 at Overhead 1. Chris is looking at it now.
And we copy. Thank you.
Huntsville, station on 2. I am at the ELC 2 laptop. I see a good power LED on the back and a solid green and blinking orange network LED, but if I open the lid, the laptop appears to be powered off.
And Chris, we copy all. Thank you so much for that info. And could you go ahead and power it on for us, please?
Copy that. It worked. And Huntsville, station on 2. When I push the power button, I get a momentary LEDs on the keyboard momentarily turn on and then turn immediately off, and it does not look like it is powering up.
And Chris, we copy all. Stand by for 1 second. Thank you. And Chris, we are back with you on 2, and that is all we need for now. We're going to do some digging on the ground and see what our next steps are, but we appreciate this information so much.
Copy all, yeah, thanks. Happy to help troubleshoot it further as that comes up. Just let us know. Thank you.
And we copy. Thank you.
Station on 2 for ARED.
Worthy on 2.
Pop, just letting you know, we did those 2 turns in the clockwise direction on both sides. We did another inspection of the cables as well. And just so a little bit more data, if it matters, we do think the right side, so the port side cable, that's the one that's been popping off, it definitely does feel looser than the other side.
All right, we copy, and give us a second to discuss that.
Fair thing, and I think, you know, compared to, like, the ground unit, training unit, how those cables feel, these do feel a little bit looser, and Chris said that has been that way, though, the whole time he's been up here, a little bit looser than the ground version.
All right, we copy, and we don't have any further action for you at this time for it, but we would like to know, have you tested to see if the change in tension has helped the detent situation?
Yeah, we did. We raised the bar and increased the load, not to a really high load, but kind of like just to like 110 pounds, did a squat, and it stayed in for now. So we were thinking to leave it in that config for whoever's next exercise, and we'll see how it fares from there.
We like that idea, and Houston concurs. Thanks.
Houston Station, Jackpot 2 for CD camera setup.
We're with you on 2.
Looking for approval of the setup of the camera. See this max runs this morning.
Checking. And Jack, we're still waiting on KU to lock up and to route that cable, so it might be another 2 to 3 minutes before I can get you an answer on your camera.
Buddy, I'll be doing the extra steps, and I'll be waiting when you guys are ready.
Thank you.
Scuba station on 2. MCAM 2 is set up for whenever you have KU back. I know we've been having issues with GemCam 2, so let me know if that ends up working or if you need me to get GemCam 1 up as well. Thank you.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Sebus.
Jack on 2, sir.
Hey, Jack. Angles look good with the camera, but we're zoomed in a little too tight. Would you mind zooming out for us?
Yeah, I'll get you. Houston Station, that is all the way zoomed out. I can move it further away if you need a wider angle as well.
We will want you to move it further away. Our goal is to get the ergometer in frame if possible.
Yeah.
Station Tsukuba on Space to Ground 2 for Chris. No response required. We now see GemCam 2 video and the field view is good.
Chris copies on 2. Thank you. I'm just getting into the procedure now. Thanks.
Happy all.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Sevis. We've got a good video. You can keep the camera like it is.
Station copies. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica. At your convenience, if you have a few moments, we have a request for the laptop again, but just if you have time.
And Huntsville, Sophie on 2, I have time if you want to do that.
Sure. Thank you, Sophie. It's the same laptop from this morning. It's at the Lab Overhead 1 location. What we would like for you to do is unplug the power from the laptop, remove the battery, and hold the power button down for about 15 seconds, and then plug the battery back in, and then plug the laptop back in and turn it on. We'll see if that gives us good communication.
Okay. So I understand. Unplug, remove the battery, power it down 15 seconds, replace the battery, and replug and reboot.
You got it.
So Sophie on 2 for SSC overhead 1.
Go ahead, Sophie.
It's actually for ELC2 overhead 1. So, yeah, I did all of this that you mentioned, and it appears to not want to start again. So when I press the power button, now that the battery is on and cable are all reconnected, it just turns on the light for half a second and then off again, but it obviously doesn't want to start up.
And Sophie, we copy all. Thank you so much. And that is all we need right now. We're going to go scratch our heads some more.
Okay, thanks. Should I close the lid then?
And yes, Sophie, you can close the lid. Thanks.
Copy, and that's done.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer for Andre.
We're with you on 2, Andre.
Hello. I'm ready for step 5.1, and I have a 1524 and water supply 10-00260646.
And Andre, that is a good serial number and barcode. You are go for steps 5.2 and 6.3.1.
Okay, thanks. Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead on 2.
Houston, step 6 is done, and I am ready for water transfer.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, back with you, Andre. We are starting the water transfer at 0845, and it will take 40 minutes.
Copy that, 40 minutes.
Houston Station on 2 for EME resize.
We're with you on 2.
Huff, just a big picture question. Wanted to make sure that we're on the same page. I was stepping into the EVA EMU helmet clean activity and, you know, took a look ahead at my resize activity for later today. So that resize activity seems to think that both suits 3015 and 3013 are already on the EDAs. I don't see a step to take 3003 and 3005 off of the EDAs. I just want to make sure that everyone is in sync that actually on the EDAs right now are 3003 and 3005, and 3015 and 3013 are both way stuffed in the airlock behind lots of bags. So if we're resizing 3015 and 3013 this week, the first steps will have to be to move them onto the EDAs.
Copy that, Jessica. Thank you for letting us know. It looks like Chris and Jack will be doing that around 11:10, moving 3015 and 3013 onto the EDAs.
Okay, I see that activity now, and that is sequenced, so that makes sense. So for now, I'm just cleaning 3015, so I'll just remove it from the suit that's in the crew lock and then just put it back on there.
Affirmative. Using copy, then concurs.
Okay, and one specific question for that. I know that in my last mission, I had some eye sensitivity, which I personally believe is due to the anti-fog, so I'm very conservative with how I use it. And I see that in this helmet cleaning procedure, we're actually using it to remove some of the residue. Just wondering if EVA had any advice on that, if I can, you know, kind of use less than is required or not use it in those steps or any guidance there.
Second. Jessica, back with you for the anti-fog use. We'd like you to use as much as you think you need to accomplish this cleaning. But we'll defer to crew discretion here.
Hey, copy. Thank you. Huntsville Station, Sophia on 2 for a wanted poster of the Psychov kit.
Go ahead, Andrew.
So happy to give you the good news. It was a mission success. I found it. It was very difficult to find. It was at the far end of the rack and outside of the CTB that it was supposed to be in. And what helped me is the barcode reader and the scanning with the RFID tag.
That is awesome news, Sophie. Lots of people are going to be happy down here. We appreciate it. Thank you very much for all that extra work and the extra words. I'm going to make note of that. That's good for future use.
Good copy. And so now I restored it into the proper CTB 5019, so it's all nominal now.
And we copy.
Huntsville Station, Sophie on 2 for condition test.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
I saw in the daily summary that it might be longer to log in and start all of the process. So do I have the go to start now, just in case it takes more time?
We're checking. And Sophie, we are back with you on 2, and we are good if you want to start early. We just want to make sure that there are no distractions for you while you take the test.
Okay, thank you. So I will start the login process and probably will wait a bit until you give me the go for the no distraction thing.
And Sophie, you're go to go ahead and start that now. We just want to make sure that there's no distractions or no one coming in during your test to distract you while you're taking it.
Okay, good copy. I'll make sure that it happens. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Hey, Andre, if you are looking for a go to proceed to step 9.2, you've got it. And in step 10.1, the transfer pump is unpowered for power cable reconfiguration.
Right. After that, step 10.1. Houston Station on 2, step 10.6, water transfer procedure is complete.
Copy. Thank you, Andre.
Thank you.
On 2 for Max Davis.
Go ahead, on 2.
I'm just making sure the camera view still looks good before I start.
We've got a good video. Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
Beth. Result station, Sophie on 2 for a cognition test.
Go ahead, Sophie.
The cognition test is complete, and I did not experience what was mentioned in the daily summary. The connection time and login to the application was nominal.
We copy all. Thank you for all that info.
Welcome.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Timeline.
Send the station. Sophie on 2, go ahead.
Hey, Sophie, we've got two items for you. The first is for your TOCA activity that's coming up at 10:20. Houston has completed steps 1 and 2, and you are go to pick up in step 3.
See for TOCA, step 1 and 2 complete, and I'm go to pick up on step 3.
Good readback. And second, for your ARED-K IMTP, there's no concern with your warm-up this morning. The 6-hour exercise constraint is sufficient.
Copy, and that's great news. Thanks.
Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for Dragon Seat Gather. Startup question.
We're with you on 2.
Yeah,
I was just gathering the things in the for the Dragon's Feet Gather, and I have two questions for you. The first one is it's telling me to pre-gather a bunch of tools, sockets, ratchets, etc. But my understanding is we're not doing this task till tomorrow, and was wondering whether it makes sense to do that or whether we're going to need those tools for any other procedures between now and then. And then the second question was, I see that I'm gathering a quarter inch and a 3/8 inch, like, ratchet torch wrenches, but I'm not gathering sockets or hex heads. And my recollection is that we needed some different hex heads than are listed here for removing, like, the different strap holders and things in Dragon. And I just wanted to double-check that, because I didn't see those in either today or tomorrow's Stow Notes, and I didn't see them called out in the procedure.
All right, Chris, we copy. Oh, give us just a second to think about it.
Copy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Houston Station, Sophie and 2 for Value Monitor application.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
So I performed all the steps in the activity, and just step 7, to, I cannot confirm at the bottom right of the page that the config version is the correct one. There is no number related to this, but I suspect it's the correct configuration because I see all my data and related to the user, Sophie. So I guess it's good.
All right, Sophie, we copy. We're taking a look at it real quick.
The only thing that it says at the bottom of the page is waiting for biomonitor 2137.
Copy. Thank you. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Dragon Seat Gather.
Right on 2 for Chris.
Hey, thanks for waiting. I've got two answers for you. First, for the tools that we're asking you to gather, right now we do not need those before your activity to do the 5-seat install tomorrow, so you are go to grab all of those. And second, for the hex heads that you're looking for, we believe that they may be in line item 4 of your Stow Note, a Ziploc bag called Toolkit Enhanced Pallet Seat. You wouldn't mind checking in that bag to see if they are there. And if they're not, we'll get you a better answer once we get everybody in on Orbit 2.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. I'll check through into that 4.0 to make sure the tools are in there. Sounds good. Thank you.
You got it.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and the biomonitor question.
Huntsville, Sophie's listening.
Hey, Sophie, this is our activity, so we just have a few more questions. We're trying to figure out how to help you here. What screen are you seeing right now?
Home screen, where it has my name and picture on the upper left screen, and on the bottom line, there is prescription box and activity box.
And Sophie, we copy. Is it possible for you to get back to the login screen? We think that we'll see it there in the bottom right.
So you mean I need to log out?
And Sophie, we think so. The screen where it says to select your profile is where we should be able to see the config version in the bottom right.
Oh, right. I see. And that's correct. I see the right and the good configuration. Thanks for the help.
Okay, great. We copy. Thanks.
And Houston, station on 2 for Dragon Tools. I can confirm those are indeed in that toolkit inside the 1.0 inside the 4.0, so should be all good. Thank you.
And Houston copies all. Good sleuthing. Thanks.
Houston, station Sophie on 2 for Crew Quarters, Velocigalk.
We are with you on 2.
Okay, I just wanted to know if I can start a tiny bit early for this procedure.
You are go to begin your DEC CQ air measurements.
Thank you very much. In station, Sophia 2 for Velocicalc.
Go ahead on 2.
On step 3.6, the probe number is 1022.
We copy 1022.
Hey, firm.
And Sophie, that is a good probe.
Fantastic.
Houston, station 2, PMM stowage.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I'm working on my airlock on stow activity, and I put the hut that was in the airlock in a foam box, serial number 2028, back in the PMM P4 rack bay. In order to do that, I had to do a fair bit of reorganization of that rack bay, and I had a question about an item that was stowed in there. At the back of the P4 rack bay, there was a KU comm unit, serial number 003. It was in an anti-static bag, and there was a big piece of duct tape on it that said hardware trash. And I just wanted to double check that that should be there, or whether that's hardware trash, or what the deal is. So I just wanted to pass that along.
All right, Chris, thanks for finding that. We are looking into what to do with the KU comm unit labeled hardware trash. I'll get back to you soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Houston Station on 2, one more stowage question.
We're ready for it.
All right, in the airlock unstow task, it has me taking two single stowage lockers and a 4.0 CTB and some bubble wrap mesh bags out of CASA and stowing them in the node 2 forward end cone. Unfortunately, the node 2 forward end cone is full now because we had to fill that up with all of the suitcases we took out of PMA-2 after the Cargo Dragon undocking. So I was wondering if you had an alternate location that I could put those, because there's not really a good place for them in the node 2 forward end cone. As a follow-up to that, I just wanted to make sure we were tracking all the things that are now stored in the node 2 forward end cone, just to make sure we're all on the same page. I'm happy to take some photos and send them down if that's helpful.
All right, Chris, we are looking into getting you an alternate location for bubble wrap bags, and of course we would love some photos of the node 2 forward end cone.
Copy that. I will send some down momentarily. Yeah, and I also need a location for that, the two single stowage lockers and the 4.0. Sorry, it's mainly the 4.0 and the two single stowage lockers. Sorry, the mesh bags are going into Cygnus.
Copy that. That was my mistake.
Mine too. I also read you the mesh bags. All right, yeah, I'll send some photos down momentarily.
Station Houston, Sophie and 2 for Real Skunk.
With you on 2, Sophie.
That was a Houston station, and that's Station Houston, sorry. But I'm just ready to go to the low fan mode.
And Sophie, you are go in step 3.10.
Copy, go 3.10.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Chris and stowage.
All right, on 2 for stowage.
Hey, Chris, two answers for you. First, for the KU comm unit you discovered, we are tracking that it's supposed to be in that location. As for it being hardware trash, that is still under investigation. So we'll have to keep scratching our heads to see if we actually want to trash it or we'd like you to remove that label later. Second, I've got stowage locations for the locker and the 4.0 CTB when you're ready.
Ready to copy.
All right, I've got two options for you. One, you can temp stow those items in Cygnus, knowing that we would need to remove them by the end of the week. Or two, I've got locations in the PMM. We can put the two lockers in PMM starboard or rack front, and the 4.0 CTB in PMM port 2 rack front.
Okay, I think probably putting them in the PMM is probably the best option, just because we'll have to move them again. No sense having to move them twice. One question for you is, starboard forward seems pretty darn full, but we did just make some space in the end cone. Would it be okay to put those two single stowage lockers in the PMM end cone instead of starboard forward?
Absolutely, we love that idea.
Okay, I'll put two lockers in the end cone and the 4.0 and PMM port 2.
Copy, thank you.
Houston Station, Sophie and 2 for Velocity Gulf.
Go ahead on 2.
So that's procedure complete, and the fan has been set to medium.
Copy all. Thank you very much, Sophie.
Thank you.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Chris and KU comm unit.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Chris, no rush to get this done, but if you come across that KU comm unit again, you are go to remove the duct tape label that says hardware trash. We don't believe it's trash, and we'd like to keep it around.
Copy that. It is currently at the very back of the P4 rack bay in PMM, and there's currently a lot of stuff between us and then. I think the odds of someone inadvertently finding it as hardware trash are pretty low, but maybe next time we have to go and get into that rack bay, we can add it as an add-on task, because I think it's, yeah, it's buried pretty deep.
Awesome. We will mark it in our documents, not to throw that thing away if other people come across it in the future. Thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. No response required. Just a reminder that your hand pass is coming up with a rise time of 12:17.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and comm config at your convenience.
Houston Station, Jack, come to.
Hey, Jack, we've encountered a recurrence of an issue with our comm system, and we'd like to do an I.O. cycle of AUI 1P. When we do that, it's going to knock out Space to Ground 1 and 2 for about 5 to 10 minutes. Space to Ground 3 and 4 will still be available. Are you okay if we perform that action now, or would you prefer we wait?
Yeah, I think we're in a good position. You can take down 1 and 2 for 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll have 3 and 4 available.
Copy. Thank you. In work.
Hey, thanks, sir.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and comm check. All right, I copied you back on Space to Ground 1. Sounds good.
Houston Station on 2 now. How do you hear?
That's loud and clear on Space to Ground 2. How me?
Cool, confident, and loud and clear.
Awesome. Thank you. We're good to go.
Houston Station on 2, 4-bed CO2 scrubber.
Go ahead on 2, and we are 45 seconds from an 8-minute LOS.
Copy. Just letting you know, on step 1.9, your spare controller is powered.
We copy. Thank you.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for TOCA.
We're ready for you on 2.
So the results are TOC 705, TIC 819, TOCRSD 20%.
And Houston copies all. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So can I, go to turn the valve off and the main power off?
Affirmative. You go to proceed.
Okay, we'll do. Houston Airlock on 2.
We're with you on 2.
Just letting you know, I have the Node 1 camera on, and I can have the airlock camera routed as well if you guys are interested in following along.
We'll take it. Thank you very much.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for IMTP.
Go ahead on 2.
I would be ready to start a little bit earlier. Let me know if you're interested in that.
Checking.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for IMTP for Sophie.
Munich Station, Sophie on 2 for IMTP. Yes, I'm listening.
And just to let you know, we are ready to support early if you wanted to start.
Okay, so then let's switch to Space to Ground 4. I think it's the one we're supposed to go to, and I will be ready.
That is a firm.
Houston Station, Jackson 2, looking for a go on step 2.1 of the 4-bed CO2 scrubber.
Hey Jack, you are go for step 2.1 of the 4-bed CO2 scrubber.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for the 4-bed scrubber again. The cooling fan is operating in step 2.2.
We copy, thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and T2. At your convenience.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Chris, we saw your crew note about the snubber alignment on T2. We've been talking about it on the ground. We're probably going to request some inspections, probably some photos here in a minute, but we wanted to call up just to make sure we got those words to you before you hopped on to the treadmill. So it's currently no-go until we get some follow-up answers. So give us a call whenever you're done with your OBT, and we'll chat about it.
Okay, yeah, I'm done with the OBT. It's not that far off. It just wasn't quite perfectly centered, and I thought I'd pass it on. But, yeah, I'm. Give me 2 seconds. So let me just grab my iPad, and I'm ready to take those words in 2 seconds.
Copy.
And I am ready to copy those words on T2.
Chris, yeah, those words that you just gave were helpful, too. Primarily, we're wanting to know if the alignment, is it outside the etchings or just slightly off-center? And we would appreciate some photos, if you don't mind.
Copy, I'll send some photos. It looked like, it looked like the
the center of the pin was not outside the two etchings, but like the edges of the pin did look like it was outside the etchings from those axes that I indicated, which is why I remarked on it. I'll take some pictures and send them down.
Okay, yeah, thanks. That's good info. And as a tip, for the photos, try and get some multiple angles of it because we found that the alignment can be pretty sensitive to the viewing angle.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if your head is off-center, things look off. Yeah, there's a lot of parallax effects, so I'll try to get them straight on and then also at a couple different angles.
Good copy. Thanks, Chris.
Houston, station on 2 for T2.
Station on 2, Chris, go ahead.
I just uploaded some photos on SSC7. The first two snubbers that I took pictures of in that folder are the ones that I thought were off, and then I also took a picture of the other two just for completeness. They're on SSC7. Let me know how I should proceed.
Thanks, Chris. Copy SSC7. We'll take a look now and get back to you. If you want, you can go ahead and swap your T2 and ARED exercise and go for that, since it looks like you're ready to exercise.
Copy that. Yeah, I think I can go ahead and do my ARED first. Sounds like a plan. Stand station, Jackson 2, 4-bed CO2 scrubber. That's complete. Item stowed, first step 2.9.
Copy all. Thanks, Jack. Station Houston on 2 for Jack for a Node 2 WAP power cycle. It's not too urgent, though, if you want to finish taking your pictures.
Houston, station, Jack on 2 for tasking.
Hey, Jack. From the ground, we saw the Node 2 wireless access point is dropped offline. We'd like a power cycle. Should be a pretty quick thing. Looking at the step in the procedure, it's more than just a button push, though, so I can give you that procedure if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Procedure 4.10.112, specifically step 2, and you're go to execute that.
Go to execute the deuce in 4.10.112.
Good copy. Thanks for the help. Just call us if you have any questions.
Houston, station, Jack on 2 for the power cycle. All three LEDs are green and step 2.6 and the power cycle is complete.
Copy, Jack. Thank you. We'll take a look and hopefully no further actions required.
Houston, station on 2 for EME recess.
Jessica, go on 2.
Joe, yeah, I'm all finished up here. I'm just working on the stowage. I just wanted to double-check something. The stowage note says that mesh bags 1 and 2 will both be used for Jack's activity tomorrow, but it does look like this mesh bag number 2 will actually be emptied if I follow the rest of the stow note, because I'll be stowing these two legs, arm, and then all the sizing rings. Is that correct?
Good question, and yes, you're correct. That's the expected config, and we still do plan to use it tomorrow.
Okay, so just Jack's bag. So mesh bag number 1 has Jack's boots in it, and then the other mesh bag will be empty.
Yes, that is correct. That's the right config for tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for checking.
Houston, station on 2 for T2.
Hey, Chris, with you on 2 for T2.
I just wanted to check in whether you guys are happy with the state of T2 or whether I should see this today. I'm happy with either option.
Chris, yeah, Sivis will work. We are taking a look at the photos. They're kind of right on the edge of comfort. So worst case, we're looking at possibly fitting in a snubber alignment activity by shifting some stuff around later on the timeline. We'll have some more words for you on that shortly.
PL, thank you. I'm going to proceed with Sivis.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and a Delta to the HTV cargo ops.
Right on 2.
Jessica, sorry if you were relaxing a bit. We wanted to get this to you before you stepped into the HTV stuff. I have a small delta for you in steps, line items 212 and 213, if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Okay, in 212, you'll see over on the notes column, it says that the port CTB mounting panel will not be installed during closeout. That plan changed overnight, and so now the mounting panel will be installed during closeout. And so that impacts the next line, 213, where in the final location, it doesn't indicate that it's on the mounting panel.
Okay, so in 212, I don't have it open right now, but I'll let you know if that doesn't make sense to me. So in 212, the port CTB mounting panel will be installed, and so that will affect 213 as well.
Yeah, that's correct. So
really will want the JSV to be installed on that mount panel at the port one location. And you can call us when you get there if you have any questions. I just wanted to make sure to get that to you before you got into it.
Okay, so the JSV will be installed on the panel in the port one location, and I will definitely give you another call if I have any questions. Thank you.
Good copy. Thank you.
In station SoCal 2, am I able to execute the procedure for the SoCal waste quarterback change?
Sophie Bonjour, yes, your go for your TOCA bag change out.
Great. Bonjour, bonjour. Merci. Station SoCal 2.
Station SoCal 2, go ahead.
So I'm done with the TOCA and a bit ahead of the schedule. Is it okay for me to start the EVA battery, although I see that it's kind of a set timing?
Hey, Sophie, thanks for asking. You are go to start the EVA battery early.
Full stop. Will do. And Houston Station, SoCal 2 for batteries. Do you want me to adjust the camera settings?
Hey, Sophie, we've got good video over your left shoulder, and the view is good. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Chris, and update on the maintenance activity and the T2 plan.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, so we've been talking about it. What we would like to do is get about a less than 10-minute video survey. I can give you a Teams link that should be active out of JEDI here in a second. I wanted to give you some big picture words. We'd like to get that survey done before you step into the WHC R&R. That way we can look at the video while you're knocking out the WHC. And worst case, if it looks like we are going to need a snubber alignment, the best time we're going to be able to fit it in this week is after the WHC R&R. So we're looking at what we can do to the rest of your timeline. There's a chance we may run a little bit long. But for now, we want to get a Teams call set up on the iPad video. Again, I can give you a link, and we'll get a survey for a few minutes of that snubber pin.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm just finishing up one quick thing, and then I can do that before I go get showered and changed. So, yeah, if you can uplink a message, I can get to it in probably about 5 or 7 minutes, if that works for you guys.
Yeah, we've actually, we're going to use an old message. The Teams link is still working on it. So just give me a call when you're ready, and I'll point you to the right place.
Copy all. I'll give you a call shortly. Houston, station on 2. I'm ready for that Teams survey for you.
Hi, Chris. In JEDI, you'll find message 715 Alpha. Title is iPad Live Downlink. And that
copy. I'll be looking for.
And that link should still be active for you.
Copy, looking for 715 Alpha.
Send station Sophie on 2 for EVA battery operation terminal.
1-2, Sophie.
So in step 21, the task is scheduled for all of the three chargers and all of the batteries inside those three chargers.
Copy all, that is a good configuration. You are go to continue.
Then station Sophie on 2 for battery ops EVA.
Sophie, we're seeing a good initiate on all of the chargers, so as long as the data is recorded, you're go to save the procedure and we're done.
Okay, so procedure is saved, and do you want me to leave the EDA open so that you can see and we can access the rapidly in case there is a problem during the charge process?
Hey, Sophie, good question. Yeah, we actually prefer the EDA to be closed. Thank you.
Be closing it. Thanks.
And Houston, station on 2 for the T2 video tour.
On 2, Chris.
Hey, do you have any words for me? Do you have anything else you guys want?
Yeah, we were just finishing that up. Give us 1 minute. If you want to start grabbing your stuff for the WHC to get ready, I can give you a call here in a minute.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll do that.
Chris Houston on 2, one more thing for T2.
Add on 2.
Hey, sorry, I just almost sent you off there. So looking at the video, appreciate that. Looks like the bottom right pin is out of alignment, and we're going to need a snubber alignment on that, so we'll get words for you on that. But first, is there anything obvious leaning on it or putting pressure on it that you can see that would have potentially caused the misalignment?
No, not that I can see, nothing obvious, and, you know, I was sort of doing my best to float around on it, not touching it while giving the video tour. I mean, I think it's been that way for a fair while, to be perfectly honest. Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, understand. It does look pretty similar to the last images. It's It's been hard to tell if it's moved a lot. If you want to give it a try, you can, apologize if I don't use the right words here, put some excitement onto the Z-axis to see if you can get it back towards the desired position. Maybe we can avoid the snubber alignment.
Happy. I mean, it seems like it wants to recenter to that location for sure.
Copy that. Stand by. Right, Chris Easton on 2 for the plan.
Right on 2.
All right. What we'd like to do at this point is go ahead and step into the WHC R&R. That way we can get that thing working again as soon as possible. And while you're doing that, we'll take a look at all the products and procedures for the snubber alignment, make sure we've got that ready to go for you, and we'll go ahead and try to knock that out once you're done with the WHC. Do acknowledge this will probably send you a little bit long today, but just looking at the plan for the rest of the week, this is the best chance to get this done.
Okay. Yep. Copy. I'll get into the WHC R&R right now.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, and I think you can shut down the Teams call if you want.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for VelociCalc.
Heck, go on 2 for VelociCalc.
Sir, my probe is number 1022, and that's in step 3-6, just checking with you.
That's a good serial number. Thanks.
Thanks. And Station, Jack on 2 for VelociCalc, looking for a go in step 3.10 for cabin camera.
Jack, you are go.
Go.
Houston Station on 2 for HTV Stowage.
Let's go with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joe. Well, when I was in HTV undoing some of the straps so that I could strap something down in the location, a washer kind of just floated up in front of me. It looks like, I don't know, maybe it came from one of the straps or something, but you guys are interested in a small silver washer. If you're interested, I can take a photo of it.
Okay, copy that. Your audio is coming in a little bit broken, but we copied a washer floated up, and yeah, we would take a photo of it with something for size comparison if you can. Thanks.
Thanks. Houston Station on 2 for found washer. Photos on SFC 17.
Copy 17. We'll get it down. Thank you.
Houston Station and John is on 2. Last up of Austin, I'll just let you know I am complete. I've got some gray space if you want to get started on the TT work.
Copy the question. Stand by one. Jack, Houston on 2 for the plan.
I am ready, sir.
All right, yeah, so we're talking the timeline down here. Really, the bottom line is everything on the plan really needs to get done today. Our recommendation would be to get a head start on some of the Dragon water and food transfer or even the Dragon activity that's just before that on Jessica's timeline. First things first, though, what would help us out from the ground is if you could float by T2 and give us a system shutdown. That'll speed up the preparation work that we need to do on the ground.
Okay, all that makes sense to me. I will give you a system shutdown on the T2, and then I'll start into Jessica and Maya's Dragon stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And then we're really hoping to leave it up to you guys to manage you know, help each other and share the activities later in the day, but we're just going to try and get out what's on the timeline as early as possible, and we'll see how much gray space we have and where we can have helping hands once we get through that.
That makes sense. We appreciate your help.
Station Houston on 2, for all, no response required, just letting you know we're coming on board Dragon with video.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for T2.
On 2, Jack.
The system shut down on the laptop. Looks like all that software is shut down. Is that what you guys needed, or do you need anything else?
Nope, that was what we needed. Thank you.
Perfect. And station on 2 for WHC reactivation.
Chris, with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm assuming we're configuring to go back to UPA, but wanted to check with you in step 3.4 of 11.5.404.
That's affirmative. Back to UPA.
Houston, Chris on 2 for timeline.
Chris, with you on 2. All wrapped up with WHC?
WHC is back up and running. What do you got for me?
All right. So we are going to proceed with a T2 snubber pin alignment, and I have a procedure and a couple of deltas for you if you're ready.
We're ready.
All right, so we're going to use the same procedure we did last time we did this, which was on GMT 346 on FE12. That was Kimia's timeline. The activity was pretty late in the day. It's called T2 pin alignment. Let me know once you have that up, and I'll tell you about the deltas.
Copy that. I will go back and find 346 FE12 T2 pin alignment procedure. Houston Station on 2, finally convinced Optimus tablet to go back to last year, and I've got 4.3.8.9 or 5 sniper pin alignment up.
Okay, Chris, a little under a minute out from handover, but I'll try and get this up there. So a couple deltas through the procedure. If you're going through it and it says at any point to remark witness marks, don't do that. Give it instead, just give us a call and we'll talk about if anything is misaligned. Once it's all said and done, we will be looking for another quick video inspection just to make sure that things are looking good. But then the big one is that prior to completing step two, we want you to go ahead and inspect the witness marks on the thumb wheels, nuts, and everything else that is detailed in step three. We want it to be done in that order because it could help inform us on maybe what's causing some of this misalignment. So give us a call after you take a look at that and let us know if the witness marks are still lined up. Standing by for handover. Okay, Chris Houston back with you. And just to repeat what I said probably more clearly this time. So before working step two, we want to do the inspections that are listed in step three for the witness marks.
Okay, so before doing step two, we want to do the inspections listed in step three just to verify whether it's something slipping and the witness marks changing or whether it's something else.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the wheel or the nuts backing off, anything like that might give us a clue into what's causing this whole alignment issue. Other than that, I also have a small delta for you on the stow note that's changed since we did it last time. Specifically, the left-right stabilizers are called out in being in drawers Alpha-1/Bravo-1, but right now we expect them to be in Bravo-2.
Copy. Left-right stabilizers in Bravo-2.
Yep, that's a good copy. That's all the deltas I have for you, but just give us a call as you're going through it if you have any questions for us.
Okay, yeah, copy. I'll start gathering things and taking a look, and I will let you know if I have any questions. Thank you. Houston, Chris on 2, just checking, safety is in place in step 1.1.
Great question, and I can confirm safety is in place. Here we go.
Copy, go to continue in 1.2.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
Houston, station on 2, you got Jack.
Yeah, I just called you because you look the closest to the ATU, but really wanted to call and let you all know that, you know, Chris is busy. He's going to be doing the T2 work to hopefully get that back in operation for you all. Right before DPC, he had a small Z-book handover activity to hand that over to your Russian colleagues. If you or Jessica might have the time later to help out with that just so we can try and close everything out for everyone as early as possible. I know you're both working in the Dragon stowage activities, so I'll let you guys talk about it.
We have just finished the Dragon activities, and we'll make sure that the laptop handoff to the Russians that's on Chris's timeline happens.
You guys are awesome. Thank you. Jack Houston for one more informational item for you.
More info, the happier Chris is, so give it to us.
All right, well, it's for all of you, really. It's just an awareness item. We've uplinked a new daily summary for today's daily summary. We needed to add one thing because there's going to be some GEM RMS ops going on after DPC today. So we had to make a change to the state of the station LOAC safing notes related to that. So it has been deployed to all the SSEs. So just for, like I said, for your awareness, there is a change to today's daily summary in case we get in that scenario.
Okay, we copy a change to the daily summary that's covering some GEM robot ops in case we have a low-X scenario and we can know the state of the station, and we'll pay attention to that. Thank you, sir.
Good copy. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for T2 procedure clarification.
Go on 2, Chris.
Okay, so after reading through the procedure, I guess this is the delta for performing inspections in step three before step two. It looks like step three would take me to do a bunch of actions. And so I guess I wanted to just double check. Do you just want us to double check and report all the witness mark alignments before we do anything? Is that the gist of it?
Chris, yeah, I apologize for the confusion. Yeah, so really the step three is just kind of a reference for all the places that the witness marks are that we want you to take a look at. So like the flywheel and the nuts and those sorts of things. But you're correct, we're not wanting to take any actions in step three.
Okay, so we're running through the procedure, but I'll pause before step two, which is where we're at now, and I'm just going to look at all of the places where there are witness marks, and I will report back if there are any that are out of alignment. Is that that track?
Yep, that tracks. It's a good understanding, and just for some context, it's because once you actually perform step two and install the stabilizers, it makes those inspections much more difficult. So that's why I want to do them before step two.
Copy that. Okay, we'll get that in work.
Jack Houston on two for timeline.
Houston Station, Jack's here.
Jack, you've been a great help today, kind of helping us chase down some odds and ends on the timeline. I've got one more for you. We're actually hoping we can cancel evening DPC if we can knock out this one last item related to the ham radio.
Copy. I will float down there and troubleshoot with you.
Dan, actually, this is a follow-up from Sophie's ham pass earlier today. We weren't sure if she'd still be working out, but we saw her float through the lab. But basically, we just want to make sure that it's put back in the right config at the end of that activity, specifically step three, the post-contact configuration from that procedure is complete. And that's it.
Okay, we will double-check step three from the post-contact procedure of the ham is complete.
And Houston Station from Sophie, I just got the message, and I will take care of this. I just finished my air session, so I can take care of this.
Sophie, yeah, no problem. We're just trying to close out these things, so hopefully we can give you all the time back for evening DPC. No promises, but it's looking good so far.
Houston Station, Sophie and two for ham radio.
Huntsville's with you on two.
Yes, Huntsville, sorry. Apologies for my mistake earlier in the procedure. I now understand where my mistake was, so my bad. And now it's procedure complete, and nominal.
We copy, Sophie. No worries. We're all learning this together. And then as a follow-up for you, we did reach out to your contact from this morning. We believe they may have had some issues with their ground station. We're still confirming that, but no issues from this morning's ops.
Okay, yeah, I left in the crew notes that we were successful between 12:18 and 12:25, so there was a kind of a shorter path.
I understand, yeah, we're reaching out to your team and everyone else to see if we need to do any follow-up, but right now there's nothing else, but just want to let you know we are working that.
Thank you very much, and again, apology for my mistake after for closing out the ham.
No worries at all. It does catch quite a few crew members their first time, so don't worry about it.
Thanks.
Station 2, T2.
Go on 2 for T2.
Hey, we inspected all of the witness marks that we could for that were sort of called out in step 3 of the various, like, jam nuts, et cetera, et cetera. All of them look to be aligned. The right bottom snubber, it looks like there might be a missing witness mark on the x-axis. It's just hard to say, and it's a little bit ambiguous, too, because there's kind of, like, older witness marks also around. But as far as we can tell, it looks like everything is in a line. It doesn't look like anything has slipped as far as I could tell.
Copy. We're chatting. All right, Chris, with that, you are go to continuing the procedure. Thanks for the report.
Copy. We're picking up in step two, but still we're going to go with not updating any witness marks. Is that correct?
Double checking. And Chris Houston on two. So, yeah, you're going to continue, execute the procedure as written, but if you find yourself about to apply a new witness mark per procedure, give us a call and we'll talk about it first.
Copy.
Houston Station, T2, 2.8.
Chris, with you on two for T2.
Yeah, we're at 2.8, and both Jack and I have taken a look at it, and we believe that there is a small gap between the spacer bars and the rack. And so it says if a gap exists that we should put washers on, but we don't have any washers called out in our stone.
Copy. We will get you some washer locations. And while you're waiting on us, I can officially let you know that we are going to cancel the USOS portion of evening DPC today. And just as a reminder for any of the newer folks up there, as far as Optimus status goes, don't abort it or defer it or anything like that, since it's tied to all seven crew members.
Okay, thanks for that reminder, and we'll let Sergey and Andre know.
Hey, good copy, and I'll get back to you as quick as I can with a washer location. Chris and Jack, Houston on 2 for T2 washer.
Just with it.
All right, we think they are in Lab 1, Overhead 5, Kilo 2. These are T2 pit pin washers. We think this should be obvious once you get in the locker location where they are, but if not, give us a call and we'll see if we can give a more specific bag or anything like that.
Lab 1, Overhead 5, Kilo 2. We're on the hunt. Houston, station on 2 for T2.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, so we installed the spacer bars. It actually, the step was a little bit confusing. The spacer bars already had washers taped to them, which is why it looked like there was a gap. Anyway, we can maybe try to update the procedure to make it a little more clear what the config is. But getting on to step 3 and looking at it, it looks like the act of installing those spacer bars maybe seems to have made things now look like they're in good alignment, and so I was just wasn't quite sure if that's expected or what. How we should be proceeding from here.
Okay, copy that. There were already some washers there on the spacers, which could have been creating the gap, and we will talk about that. And then, copy, now that you've installed them on there, things look to be properly aligned now, and wondering if that's expected and basically whether we still need to proceed or deviate here. So give us a minute, and we will talk about it.
Yeah, and on further investigation, so it looks like the bottom right, like the subber pin is now, after the installing of the spacer bar, seems to be aligned well. It looks like maybe the right top is not as nicely aligned. We're checking into that, too.
Okay, copy all. Chris Houston on 2. Appreciate your patience. We're talking about it down here. One thing you could help us out with, can you confirm the number of washers that are currently installed? We want to see if it has changed since the last time we did it, when there was 2 on the left side and 4 on the right side.
Yeah, let's double check that. I know there were 2 on one. I'll double check. Houston, station on 2 for T2. Yep, we've got 4 washers Kapton taped on the right spacer bar, and 2 Kapton taped to the left spacer bar.
Copy that. Thanks. We're still talking.
We can tell you, I mean, for sure, in removing the spacer bar, the snubber pin is now out of alignment in the Z-axis in that snubber cup. So the act of putting the spacer bar in centers it up on that right bottom snubber.
Still station on 2 for PTV and video.
Andre, Houston on 2. Sorry for the delay. We are currently down KU, so we don't have video. So we'll need you to stand by. We're still looking into the reason.
Okay. Stand by.
We suspect it is related to the current teacher satellite that we're on, and we should be handing over to a new one in about 2 minutes, so hopefully we'll recover video at that time.
Copy.
Chris Houston on 2 for T2.
Hello, Smith.
Okay, so we'd like you to continue and execute steps 3 and 4 out of this procedure. Understand with the spacers installed, it looks like everything's pretty well aligned, so there might not be a whole lot to do in terms of alignment in step 3. But go ahead and run through the step anyways, and then we expect some action related to alignment when you execute step 4.
Okay, we'll go through 3 and 4, and even if 3 doesn't give us a lot of changes, 4 might. So we'll run through both of those and let you know what we find.
Good copy. Thank you. Sergey Houston on 2. Apologize for the correction. We're currently in a KU mask situation, so we don't expect to recover the video for about another 5 minutes. Andre. Andre Houston. Apologize for the correction. Yeah, so in 5 minutes we expect, hope to regain video.
Right. Copy.
Houston, station on 2 for T2.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, you wanted us to check with you. So we are showing ourselves in the if block in step 3.1 for the right top snubber. It is off a little bit in the y-axis, and we just wanted to, you said to check with you before we do any witness mark changing, and I think this would involve changing witness marks.
Copy. Yep, thanks for calling. Give us a second. We'll talk about it.
Station Sophie on 2 for Z-Book activity.
Hey, Sophie, with you on 2. Go ahead.
So I'm working on the Z-Book shell and CMOS battery transfer to the Russian segment, and I'm with Sergey now, and we were wondering, so in the execution note, step 3, it says handover battery and shell to Russian crew. So the shell still has the CMOS battery. So we give the shell plus the CMOS battery and an extra CMOS battery. Is that correct?
Yes, Sophie, that is correct. So it's the battery and the shell and then the additional CMOS battery.
Copy. And so I reported in the crew notes the number of the CMOS battery, but it's not a conventional serial number, I would say. It's a very odd number, tiny number on the CMOS battery.
Okay, yeah, I understand. It didn't look like a normal serial number, and that is expected, so everything sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, so with that, that's activity almost completed. We just will have the dead battery tomorrow from the Russian segment.
Copy and concur. Thanks, Sophie.
Welcome.
Chris Houston on 2, thanks for your patience. So we have the data we needed now, and so from this point forward, as you go through the steps 3 and 4, if you need to make any adjustments, including making new witness marks, you are go to do so per procedure.
Copy. All right, we're just pressing with the procedure, and we will make those adjustments and remark those nuts.
Good copy. And Andre, this is Houston on 2. We have good KU and video now, and the view looks good, so you are go to continue.
Hi, thank you so much, guys.
Station on 2 for HCV Pro.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, Joe, I am in step 211 and 212. Those are the ones that you had called about before. In step 212, it says to get mount panel 2 and... I know there's another says it won't be installed, and you told me it would be. However, I have only remaining mount panel 1 and the MDL mount panel. I searched for mount panel 2, and that was already installed in step 180. So I guess the question is, I'm wondering if step 212 is supposed to be mount panel 1, or if the other previous step was incorrect.
Good question. We copy, and I will try to get you an answer here shortly.
Okay, thanks. We'll work on the MDL mount panel for now.
Jessica Houston on 2 for the mount panel question.
Go ahead. We're listening.
Hey, we're talking about it on the ground, and there may be some mix-up between the port and the starboard and mount panel 1, mount panel 2. I think the clearest way for us to be sure is the part numbers for these mount panels are different, specifically the last three digits, either being -111 or -101. So whichever mount panel you have most accessible, could you let us know the last three of the part number?
Copy, we're checking. Mount panel 1 is 101.
Hi, Jessica, thank you. That clears it up for us. So that's it's just a typo then. In step 212, it should say mount panel 1 instead of 2.
So quick question. Sophie's relaying the message from Jessica, who is in HTVX. So are we installing the mount panel 1 into the port 1 from strut 1 location or not?
Yes, that's affirmative. We'll install it. But just for your information, it's only a temporary location for now. That panel will be permanently installed in 2 days.
Oh, good copy. Thank you. It really helps.
Station Houston on 2 for T2. Just wanted to get a status check of what step you're in. We want to make sure we're not making you guys work too late.
Houston, Jack on two. We got through step three and four. We only found one axis of one of the four corners that needed to be loosened and adjusted. We completed that through five and six, and we're doing the fit check gap around the sides of the rack in step seven now.
Copy all. Thanks for the status.
Houston, station on two for T2.
Go for T2.
We're completing that procedure. We removed the alignment guides. You know, the alignment definitely is not the same when you have the stabilizers and the spacers in than when you've removed it. So there's something a little bit weird there, right? Like, because if you tweak the alignment with those things on and you take them off, it's different.
Yeah, I understand. That sounds a bit frustrating. Question for you, though. Now that you guys are through looking at it again, do you feel like the alignment is kind of back to where it was before you even started, or maybe better or worse? How would you characterize it?
I mean, I would, to be perfectly honest, it looks like it's a slightly different offset, but similar amount of pin not agreeing with the marks. They were totally fine, you know, when we had everything on for the procedure, but you take it all off and it, you know, recenters to a slightly different spot.
All right, Chris, thanks for all the info. Some final requests for you to close this out for the day and let you enjoy your evening. We would still like another quick video survey just so we can see the before and after. And then we're requesting a video get put onto the lights so we can monitor it from the ground. Yeah, just the Node 3 camera so we can monitor the lights while we activate it.
Yep, copy that. Andre is currently doing his ARID TTV, so once that's free, we can do that, or I can try to get the Node 1 cam, and yeah, we'll see what we can do about that same Teams call.
Yep, same Teams call, and copy the cameras currently being used for ARID. No need to go get another one. We can just wait till that's done, no rush, and then we'll grab that camera and swing it over towards T2. Chris and Jack, Houston on 2, just letting you know, we do see the video coming down well.
Okay, give us any GCA if you need it. In Station 2, do you have what you need, or would you like some different views?
Checking. For T2, this is Houston on 2. We got a good view of the bottom left, but we need the other three, so both of the tops and the bottom right. The key is really when you get them in the view, if you could just move a little slower so we could get some dwell time with the image in the view.
Okay, I'll give you the right bottom.
That's a great view. Thank you.
You good to move on to the next corner?
We have good X axis on this view. Could we get the Y axis as well, please?
Y axis you will have.
All right, that is sufficient views of this one. We're ready for the next. Thanks.
Moving to the next corner.
We've been watching. We saw both axes on both of the last two, and we're just checking real quick. Should be good, but let me confirm.
Okay, we're standing by.
And Chris, Houston on 2. Thank you for the video survey. That helped us out a lot, and T2 is now go for you, so really appreciate the work. I know you guys stayed up really late on this one. In fact, I think almost everyone up there has been working past DPC, so appreciate the patience. T2's go. Once we get the Node 3 camera back, if you can put it on the lights, and we'll work on the activation here from the ground.
Copy all. We will do that. Thank you. And copy T2, go for use.
Houston, station on 2 for Node 3 camera view. Are you guys satisfied?
Okay, yeah, copy, and we see the view, and we're good with it, so thank you.
Oh, great news. Appreciate all the help today. Getting that thing sorted out. You guys were awesome.